Tonight, you all will get a two for one. The 19th, one movie dropped on Shudder. The other movie was a theater release. We wanted to see both of them. So, Late Night with the Devil, Abigail, stay tuned. Hello, everyone. How's everybody
What up, what
doing
up?
this wonderful April where the weather is heating up and I'm not a fan? How y'all doing?
Wait, not a fan of the heat?
Not a fan. Nope.
I am sorry. I was so sick of the winter. I am welcoming the
Mm-mm.
warmth.
I
I'm
hate
so
it.
mad about pollen season, but I need the sun.
I hate it. I hate being hot. Like, it is like, I can't stand summer. I really
You know,
don't.
I grew up in Texas, so give me the sun, give me the heat. This Georgia flip-flop weather be making me mad.
Not a fan, not a fan. But 2024 is picking it up with the horror. We started off a little slow, but we about
Very
to roll it
slow.
right on along. So this month, we got a chance to bring you a review for Late Night with the Devil. It was in theaters last month.
Last night.
It dropped on Shudder this
This
week.
month.
And then Abigail came to theaters the 19th. When I first saw the trailer for this movie, I said, "Oh yeah.
We gonna watch that one.
We got to see this one. We got to see this one." And so here you all are with a 2-for-1
Once
special.
again.
We did that for what? Talk to
What was
Me and The Last Voyage of the Demeter gave
But
y'all
yeah,
a
we did.
gave
We had
y'all
to split that one up too. You know, every now and then it'd be like, we can't make it work. But we gotta do what we do.
So here's another
We
two
get a
for
two for
one.
one. That way we fit it in though. We don't want to be overlooking the decent stuff and the good stuff that come out just because it be clashing. So, you know, throw it all in there. Back in the gap, you know, we used to do three and four subjects in a podcast. So we have come a long way, y'all. We have come a long way. So, yes. But as always, before we get started discussing these films and how we felt about them and how y'all felt about them, we drinking. There is no horror and hooch without the hooch. And so I'm gonna let K Block start because y'all know her cup be real calm. So, what's in the cup, K Block?
See, I don't be calm. Okay, sometimes. Okay, so my intention was to come in here with some blueberry Stella Rosa. Okay, that
Come on,
was the
tell
plan.
us.
Yes, y'all be hating on me and my Stella. That was the plan, is to pour me a glass of Stella. But Mr. Migraine decided to creep on in, and when that
Oh, okay.
happens, this is the beverage.
Powerade. Right. We gonna leave her alone because she's sipping Powerade because she is incapacitated. We are grateful that she is making it through this podcast today.
Yes, see the things I'm suffering. Yes, this is the
That
official.
grape,
I have a severe headache drink.
but is that grape?
I've never had this flavor until
Oh,
now.
okay. I just make sure that one your favorite flavor because, ma'am, it ain't red. We all know you're supposed to drink red.
I say drink the red Powerade, but this was all I had. This was all I had. That's all I had.
Okay,
So,
whatever works,
you
whatever
should.
works. So in my cup. Because we're getting close to the summer, it's a little raspberry tea. And I'm gonna put y'all on. This is that Publix raspberry flavored brew tea that they got. That's their
Okay,
own
okay.
brand. It's good.
I've had
I
that.
drink it regularly. However, we needed a little spike of tea, you know, a little nice spike in the tea. So I got a favorite bottle that I like to spike anything that's a tea. Lemonade with, and it is y'all seen me pull this bottle out before. The Hanson Sonoma organic vodka. It is organic, y'all, because I really do have a gluten allergy, and I really shouldn't be drinking vodka. So when I do, I'll try to get the ones Tito's, because you know they gluten free organic, whatever they are. And then this one, Hanson Sonoma, and it's Meyer lemon flavored. So we just, you know, pop the top on this. And I'm actually gonna add some more because when I tasted it, it wasn't enough. And we just be throwing a shot off in there. That's it. A little bit, a lot, no matter.
Yes, take some sips for me. This was not planned. I had my bottle all planned out, and then, you know, boom, out of nowhere. We're
But
here.
I'm gonna tell you, anything that you can spike normally with lemon, like regular, well, not spike with lemon, but anything that you can add lemon juice to normally and it enhances the flavor for you, like your sweet teas and stuff like that, you, this vodka, this Meyer lemon vodka and spike it, same effect. And you get a little tipsy at the same time. Y'all welcome.
There you have it.
And there you have it.
Publix raspberry tea and a little organic vodka. If you want to be fancy. So what movie are we gonna start with first? What are we gonna do first? Wait, I can't hear. There you go.
Ha ha, I was trying to drink. I look, might have been playing too much. Okay, let's start with Late Night with the Devil. Since this release first, we'll get that one out the way. I think more people may have seen it because it came out last month. Where do we start? Okay, so backstory. We'll start at the backstory if you know nothing about it. Late Night with the Devil is a, I'm gonna say, new take on a found footage film, because it is supposed to be found footage, but the style that they used with this one was very, it was very different. It was very unique, because they mixed what they consider found footage with backstage footage, and so I like that a lot. It takes place in the 1970s. It's supposed to be about a TV show host who is competing with Johnny Carson, and he is trying to get his ratings up. He had a good show. It's called the Night Owls. Yeah, I remember the name of the show. But he was had a good show. Got a little money in his pocket. Then he started dealing with this elite social group, aka cult. And they talk about that, and they mention that he loses his wife, and all the while his ratings are plummeting. And so, in a last-ditch effort to save his ratings, he does a Halloween show where he tries to pull out all the stops, and he got a little bit more than what he bargained for on this Halloween episode. And so, the movie is based on this one Halloween episode where they supposedly have the live footage of what actually aired and some behind the scenes of what happened. I actually really did like this one.
Because remember the
Found
topic
footage
of
movies.
the Halloween theme show was they were trying to find someone who had true psychic abilities. So there was a skeptic there and was like, I have a check for what was like $1 million to anyone
Yeah,
who can
$1 million.
prove that they truly have like these supernatural abilities. And so they
Yeah,
had a
because
couple
he
of
used to
guests on the
be,
show.
yeah, the skeptic used to be a, I thought this was clever. He used to be a con man, so to speak, where he would hypnotize people and trick them into believing all this supernatural stuff was happening. And he had a change of heart and started this company that was geared towards proving people wrong when they said they had some type of supernatural power, ability, experience. And so the premise of his company was, we'll write a $1 million check to anybody who we find to be legitimate. And so everything somebody did, he was negating. Like the first guest they had, he was a foreign medium. And you know how mediums used to do back in the gap, someone in the room, I'm getting a name. So he did that whole bit. But he actually turned out to be legit. That was probably one of my favorite scenes when old girl tapped in. The wife of our talk show host, She tapped in, but nobody knew it was really her tapping in because she tapped in with her nickname. And he didn't speak up when he should have, but they zoomed to his face and you knew it was something. I liked that first guess. He ended up, spoiler alert, y'all. We always say
Really?
this, but spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Because he ended up dying. He spewed out like this weird
Tar.
black tar. Yeah.
Vomit.
When he got possessed by some strong spirit. And then they rushed him to the emergency room. He did not
Your
make
boy
it.
ain't make it.
Boy ain't make it. But they didn't tell the audience then because they needed the show to keep rolling.
And then their next guest was this lady who called herself a paranormal psychologist who was working with a young girl, like she was like early teens, who is like possessed, but the demon isn't always in control. Like it's there.
It was given very much Sybil.
Yeah, like I like it's there. And it comes out when it wants to. And the paranormal psychologist is, I guess, like working with her to kind of make sure she doesn't get like fully possessed or something like that.
And she to
And
keep it tamed, yeah.
yeah. And of
Because the
course.
girl, now, I like the girl's backstory, and it kind of put me in the mindset of my hometown, Waco, Texas, unfortunately. Because it was a cult, and they were demon worshippers. In Waco, it was the opposite. They were they thought they were dealing with Jesus, David Koresh. Y'all know who David Koresh is. But when the people came for them, when the FBI, the SWAT, and everybody came for them, but it told everybody to off themselves. So that's exactly what happened in this movie too. FBI people got onto them because they were doing child
Child
sacrifices.
sacrifices.
Yeah, and this girl Lily happened to be one of the sacrifices, or so we assume, because she is possessed by the entity that they were worshiping, and she was the only one that survived. And so you had to think, well, damn, did she survive by design, or did she just happen to survive and the entity latched onto her? So that was the crazy thing about Lily was. Came from the cult house, and that's where this demon abracadabra that wasn't the real demon name, but abracadabra they say came from that demon's name. What was the damn demon name?
It's like it's right there, and I can't think of it.
The
She
girl
called it
called
Mr.
him
Wiggles or
Mr.
something
Wriggles.
like that.
She called him Mr. Wriggles, but they said his real name in the
Yeah.
movie. I can't remember, but his name apparently was the root of the magical word abracadabra that people always use, because he liked attention and he made things happen and he needed an audience, this demon that they was dealing with.
And so they did a demonstration live on the air, even against he had
Psychologist.
like a producer or whatever, somebody working with him that was like, you probably shouldn't do this. Even the psychologist was like, I don't think this is a good idea, but Mr. I need my ratings to go up was like, let's do it anyway.
Let's do it.
Did a live demonstration on stage of a possession. They were able to get it in control, seemingly for that piece. Seemingly got it
Right,
under control.
she spazzed out. They reeled it back in. But I'll tell you, they were two very for lack of a better word, they was being too Caucasian. Cause once she spazzed out, baby, you was not coming out of them restraints so quickly. As soon as
That
y'all thought she woke back up, like that's typical horror movie. They was possessed. They got calm. They got quiet. It's a trick.
and
Come
they
closer.
fell for
Help
it.
me out. So then I can come get your ass. That part irritated me because I was like, oh, this is typical foolishness for a horror movie. You just run up on a demon and you just think it's just gone. It's just gone. But she did keep it in control a little while longer. The skeptic came out and he tried to downplay her, offered her $1 million too if she could prove herself, which that was like, oh, we're gonna pay the devil today. Here you go. But the ending for me was the wildest part It because at
sped
some
up.
point,
I like a
yeah,
slow burn. I would
it
sometimes,
started really slow.
but I
We
knew
were
it was
watching
gonna
the
pay off
show and we
though.
was like, what's happening?
I
It was
knew
all
it was
these little
coming.
Tidbits of jumps and things that were happening. Oh, did you notice that all throughout the time shit was popping off, the wife kept appearing? Did you see her?
I
She
did
was
not.
like in the, she was in the watch. They had like her reflection would show up in the watch. It showed up on his shoulder one time. Like, you gotta go back and watch it really closely. She showed up quite a few times throughout all the shit that was happening. Because she was pretty much the catalyst for this drama.
Yeah, we knew something. I knew something was going down, and it got to the point where that skeptic just kept poking at her and calling everything
Affair,
false.
right?
And Mr. Wiggles was like, "You know what?
Let
I'm
me show
sick of
your ass.
exactly because I'm about sick of you." And then,
Right.
why was he trying to avoid pending doom by handing over the check? And the little girl possessed.
So
Sir,
listen,
what are
he
you
got on his
doing?
knees and started professing that he was gonna serve the demon. And I was like, I know, see, the one that be yelling the loudest be the real believer, bro. He really wanted to worship Satan, and he was mad because they wouldn't let him in. Because remember, old boy was like, take me to your social club and let me meet Grand Pooba and da 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 da. I heard you got to weigh in. You wanted to be in all along. That's why you kept saying it's fake, it's fake. You wanted to be in.
Kind of offer. If somebody is possessed, what are they gonna do with your little chick? What does she need at this point?
Way she kept looking at them cameras the whole time, I just knew the people at home was dying off one at a time and nobody knew it.
Exactly. She was just look. After that, for I wouldn't even been in the audience because I've been like, see the way she looking right now. This is
Right.
not it. This is.
Well, you know, remember they had some cast members that did leave and they was like, nigga, no.
Yep, I'm like she don't even look wrapped too tight the way she's sitting here just staring off into space, and y'all she's not even all the way there.
But she wasn't there to begin with.
She is not there, and y'all just in here
No.
let the foolishness happen, and they just let Mr. Wiggles just have his way in the studio. It kind of reminded me of y'all seeing the Joker when he was, I'm gonna just tell my little jokey joke and y'all don't like it. Well, let me murk somebody and let's see what kind of entertainment y'all receive off of this. That's what it
Right.
reminded me of. Like, y'all don't think this is real enough? I got something for you.
But when she spanned out for real, no, I will say, okay, so I like the found footage concept. The way they did was very unique. But because it was 1970, baby, the special effects was trash. When her head opened up and all you could see was this weird glowy flame thing, I was like, oh, I want to see the entity. I wanted to see the demon. And then every time the electrocutions came through the wires and shit, I was just like, oh, come on now. But and the ending was wild. So the whole he spazzed out and then Buddy wakes up in a dream stance with his cult people and his dead wife and you got the killer all over again, which, sir, I can't believe you was the one that killed him. But I guess when it's a sacrifice, you got to be the one to do it.
So yeah, he was trying to tell people that she died from cancer, I believe.
Right.
And what really happened was kind of what happened in what was that movie? Rosemary's Baby, where the husband decides that I'm gonna sacrifice my wife for fame.
Had this one. Take this one. But I think she had cancer. That I think they with the cut the deal that gave her cancer. But I think what happened, because here's the thing, you cut a deal with the devil, your ratings shouldn't plummet. I think he did it wrong. She was supposed to die from the cancer. She had to suffer and they was feeding off her suffering. But then she asked you to put her out of her misery and you did. You weren't supposed to do that. So then your ratings start plummeting. That's what I think. Because If I make a deal with the devil for fame, nigga, why is my rage plummeting?
And first of all, if he know he did that, why would you invite these people who are like channeling mediums and demons and stuff to your show? Like you didn't know that she was gonna get called out in front of a live
Don't
television
think he knew he
audience?
was beefing with the devil. I don't think he knew he was beefing with the devil. But the devil was excited to see him. That because of, remember the lady said the day before the girl had went into trance and just started saying his name. And then when he showed up, he was like, "Oh, good to see you. You remember me from the trees, homie? It's me. I'm back." Like, it's just a good greeting or a bad greeting. What happened in the trees, homeboy? So I was crazy. And then the ending of him killing a girl was wild.
Like when they snap back from his fever dream, kind of
Yeah, he's
explaining like
yeah.
how we got there. Yep, snap back, and everybody did.
Everybody did. And so now that made me wonder, was it a fever dream the whole time, bro? You was killing these folks because you was possessed, or what happened? It no, nah, because old girl was still on the floor with her head. Oh, the kill. You know I love a good kill. The way he snapped that man neck and he that lady head off was amazing for me. I appreciated every bit of that. For it to be a 1970s film and y'all can only do so much, they did that well.
Okay, that random, but I don't. You know the music that they had in between the takes of his little talk show. I kind of like the 70s music that they had kind of playing. But
He
maybe that
did
was
the
just me.
timepiece of it well. No, they did do it well. Like
Like the little funk music.
they gave you late night TV show from like back in the gap. It definitely ain't what Jimmy Fallon's doing these days. It was old school. I like the little screen shots that would come. Like we'll be right back, Lighthouse. Like that was, I loved that part of it. It was very authentic. And that's why I say it was done very uniquely for it to be found footage, and I like that.
Yes, moral of the story.
Y'all make no deals with the devils. Y'all stop going down to the crossroad like your old school grandpappies used to talk about, because all the blues singers was at the crossroad. Y'all stop looking for Cat Williams and the Illuminati. Y'all let that stop looking for Jay-Z, them, whoever y'all think is gonna cut y'all a deal and get y'all some richness. Put it out. It's always a price to pay and a consequence. Look at
You
your
can't
boy
trust.
Diddy.
Why would you make a deal with somebody you can't trust? And sacrificing somebody to somebody you can't for somebody you can't trust, it's not gonna go well.
It's just like the House of Usher, follow the House of Usher. Y'all cut that deal and y'all got that. Y'all had that fame for so long, but when it was time to pay the piper, y'all niggas was trying not to. Everybody had to go. Y'all trying to fool the damn demon. Everybody had to go.
Yep. And that's exactly everyone must go.
And at the end, you knew it was by design because the end credit, it was like transmission ended, but then that shit switched up and said, it is done. Like, you had to pay the toll, my boy. Time was up. You didn't do something right. Or you just have reached your limit. We will never know. But I enjoy it late night with the devil. I give it a good 4 stars. I give it a good 4.
Trying 3.5. 3.5, 4 skulls. But I liked it. I did.
I liked it.
I enjoyed this one. I enjoyed this one. Let us know how y'all enjoyed this movie. It was very unique. I like to see original type stories, things that I haven't
Very
really
much.
seen before. So and it kept my attention, even though it was like a slow burn almost, but you had to pay attention because everything came together and everything wrapped together so nicely. So in the way that I can't pay attention to stuff these days, like my mind be all over the place. I
I ain't gonna
can
lie, I
barely
did
focus.
rewind. I rewinded a couple times when I thought I saw a girl. I was like, wait, was that? Oh, that was the ghost. So, you know.
I had a you know it took me a minute, but I had a slow start too with this one because sometimes it take me a minute to jump in, but once it got going, I was in there.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie, I almost cut it off. When the beginning started and dude was giving me like the documentary style back, so I was gonna say, oh hell no. Nah. Hey,
That's
Oh,
why
gosh.
I tuned out in the beginning some, and then when I found out like I might have missed something important, I had to go back. So just roll with it. It's you're gonna get a nice payoff at the end. Just pay attention to it. But yes, that let us know in the comments how you guys like Late Night with the Devil. Did we miss something? There was there something in
Oh,
it
you missed plenty because I'm
that
gonna
we
watch
didn't
it.
see, that something, you know, connected the dots, or we didn't see something. Please tell us what we missed in this movie. I will go back and watch it if you tell me that something connected and we didn't put it together. Let me know, because I might need to
Oh,
watch it again anyway.
the skeleton connected, and now I need to go back and figure out why. Remember, they tried to get old buddy in the crowd to talk. He had on the skeleton suit, and then he ended up being in the last scene with the cult niggas. I gotta go back and watch.
See,
Second watch. You gotta be a second watch.
gotta be a second watch. So let us know and what your rating was for this movie. How did you like it?
Right.
It was in my mind, I'm like, is this an exorcism movie or is this a demon movie? This is a
Right.
cult
It did
movie.
give a
It
little bit
was.
of exorcism. Well, wait. It's the same. Weren't the creators of this responsible for some of the newer exorcism? Isn't I'm gonna look that up, y'all. I'll get back to you. Don't take my word for it.
Yes, look that up. So switching gears here, again, let us know what you all thought of Late Night with the Devil. So we got Abigail here. If you're a horror fan and you're here, I'm assuming that you watched the trailer for this and was intrigued. It was just as fascinating as you thought it was going to be. Y'all, this movie was so fun. It was fun. Now, don't go in there thinking that it's gonna be all complicated stuff. You can tune out this movie and then why you this is one of those movies that is pretty predictable. Pretty predictable. The previews put it as this group of people were, you know, these high-end criminals got this job to kidnap this wealthy man's daughter, and they were supposed to hold her for 24 hours to get, you know, I think like 7 mil each. So they're like, just stay in this house with this little girl. We waiting for, you know, dad to drop the money. And it was a group. I want to say it was, okay, if y'all watched, this has to label people. It was the black dude that played Lala and Black Lightning. Then it was that one dude that was in The Strain. It was the girl that was in Scream, the big sister. And
She was very funny.
it was another lady, another guy, and the black dude from Breaking Bad, who was in this movie. Y'all know all these, y'all know who I'm talking about. Oh, and of course
Terrible.
we got Angus Cloud from what's
Well,
the
she can
show?
get that name.
I know.
HBO show.
Y'all know the one. Zendaya's
Was
show.
Zendaya, right? Was Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Jesus, why can't they get a name for that?
Y'all know the show.
My
Blame it on
obsession is called.
my mic. It's gonna come to me. Somebody Google that for me. It's gonna come. The show
God,
that
man,
the
'cause I
next
know the
season ain't
show.
the I know exactly. Like I didn't watch the both seasons, the
Euphoria.
Euphoria. So he was in this movie. So, you know, pretty decent cast of people,
I
pretty
think that's his
nice.
last.
You know, RIP Angus Cloud. But this was a fun movie. Don't think that you're finna go in this movie and it's oh my goodness, scared. No, it's not. This is a horror comedy. It's a well-done horror comedy. It's a vampire movie. It is bloody. It is gory. And you're gonna have a good time with this movie. It was longer than I thought it would be because for a movie that you pretty much know was gonna happen, they kind of stretched it a little bit. But the kills, like she out here ripping people heads off. She like she doing ballerina twirls, killing people. Y'all, how?
Cause that was her, she was a famous ballerina.
She said, "I'm gonna do this twirl."
You give a little bit of Megan vibe.
Exactly. I'm gonna hit that Misty Copeland and then I'm gonna take your head off in the meantime. I'm gonna do it like that because and had all these people locked and they couldn't get out of the house. They were locked in. So even when they said, you know what, this ain't even worth it, I'm leaving. Boom, doors locked. She got y'all trapped. Ain't nobody going home tonight.
Or gotta eat.
Sorry. Ain't nobody going home. So I enjoyed that part that, we thought it was they thought that they was trying to go and get something and they didn't realize that they were all brought there by her. So that, like she said in the preview, I like to play with my food. Okay. She was trying to have a good time. She was trying to have fun. It ain't too much that it ain't no deep meaning, ain't no other wraparound plots. Again, this movie is very simple, very fun. This is like one of those movies that you can like rewatch. This is one of the movies you can watch with friends and have popcorn and stuff. This is if you have little ones that like horror movies, they can watch this one because it's just gore fields. It's one of those, and it's fun. It's a lot of gore, but it's fun. If they don't scare easily, she's literally this, they're getting chased around the house by this little vampire girl, and they're no match for her. So this was a really fun movie, and I did enjoy it. If you're a vampire movie fan, I'm sure you really, really like this one. So yeah, it was like the one location. We ain't got all these places to go. Boom, we in this house. We trapped
A whole
in.
bunch of story plot.
Exactly. No, one this we got this one story. That's it. That's it. This group of people, like, how do we kill a vampire? Because we didn't even sign up to do this in the first place. What do we do? The
The
black
plot
guy didn't
twist.
die
If
first.
they work.
He was second. He was second,
Small feats and accomplishments, y'all.
Yeah, he was. We didn't make it to the end. No. This was like she. Yeah, this was fun. It was
No one was
gory.
supposed to make it to the end.
Yep, nobody was safe in this movie. You get what you get. We had our final girl, and as usual, we get our final girl and. That the ba basic this movie is very simple and fun. So if you want a fun horror movie, don't expect to get scared. Don't expect no, complicated plot. Don't expect no deep story or nothing like that. If you just want to have fun with your horror and you like bloody and gore vampires, go see Abigail because that's what this movie is right here. That's what this movie is. I'm also going to give that one a 3.5 out of 5 skulls. Had a nice movie watching weekend.
Agree.
This was a good movie weekend. So let us know how you all enjoy Abigail. Was it fun for you? Did y'all not know it was gonna be a horror comedy? You got in there, it was like, oh, I didn't know it was like I hate when people don't re
Didn't watch
realize
the
that.
previews then, babe, because the previews told that.
Exactly. I hate when people don't know they get into a horror comedy and be confused. But yes, let us know. Did you have fun with this movie as well? Were you able to like understand like the very small twist that they had in the story? I figured it out pretty early. How soon did you figure it out? What was predictable about it for you? What was your favorite part? What was your favorite kill in the movie? I don't even know what my favorite kill was at this point. It was just all of them were very unique. I put it that way. They were, I don't even know,
Creative.
because they were all creative and unique in their own way. So let us know what was your favorite kill. Did you enjoy it? What was your rating? We got some other stuff coming at y'all real soon.
Oh,
We
yeah.
got to review them. Interview with the Vampire is coming.
Been waiting on that one.
Yes, we got Daryl Dixon Book of Carol coming. We got House of Dragon
Oh,
coming.
and it. Now, I don't know how excited I am about House of Dragon, but we're gonna watch it, but we're gonna see. The
No,
season one was a little lackluster for me. Y'all better got another but a new budget.
we gonna get into it. The horror is picking up, and we're gonna be there to pick up all of these pieces and gather them. Follow us on all social media platforms. We are on TikTok, Whore and Hooch. Join our Facebook group, Whore and Hooch. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Fifth Wall. Subscribe, subscribe, tell your friends, subscribe. And we
And
will
if you
see you.
subscribe, and helps us continue this show.
Absolutely. We need you to subscribe, and we need your friends and your family to hit that subscribe button too.
And your mamas and your mama's mamas, your baby's mama's mamas. Okay, I'm done.
Hit that subscribe. And we will see you all soon. We got some more stuff in store.
Y'all later.